This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so oil, I mentioned it up on top. Let's revisit for just a second here. One thing that markets look for when things get screwy out there is stability in the price of oil. Today, however, is not that day. The International Energy Agency put out a report this morning suggesting the world's relative glut of oil is going to continue well into this year. That's due in part to more Iranian crude coming online as sanctions wear off, as you've been hearing since the weekend. And that, in turn, is enough to upset the already teetering balance between crude supply and demand. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Here now, the words of the IEA. The market could drown in oversupply of oil. World supply could outrace demand by a million barrels a day for the third straight year. A big reason? Iran wants to export more crude with sanctions lifted. Energy economist Guy Caruso is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
What it would require would be deep discounts to lure a buyer away. So if you've got Iran there saying, okay, we'll give it to you for 25, so you don't have to pay the Saudis 28, you know, they might lure a little bit away.
Indeed, today the Chinese president is in the Mideast, presumably shopping. Now, just a tiny oversupply in the world can shoot prices down dramatically. Why? Well, because it's hard to get rid of the extra. It's not like you and I are going to drive one additional carpool or rush out to buy a guzzler, says Tufts University economist Gilbert Metcalf.
You may, in fact, say to yourself, gas is only $2 a gallon right now, but geez, I'd hate to buy a Hummer and have the price go up next year to $4 a gallon. People are not going to change their behavior that much in the short run.
Now, the $5 word for all this is inelastic demand. Though at the gas pump these days, it's more of an under $2 word. At some point, more drillers will go under at these prices, supply will slow, and demand from the world's drivers will catch up, and prices will recover. But until that balance comes, cheap oil will remain a good deal for consumers, but a scenario for more carnage for producing companies and for petro nations. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.